Hey, it's Bob Stauffer. I just wanted to let you know that you can listen to Oilers Now ad-free on Amazon Music, included with Prime.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time, the Roast of Tom Brady, a Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart, the seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for the Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
Oilers Now with Bob Stauffer, weekdays at noon on Oilers Radio, 630 CHED.
It is my pleasure to announce the 2020 winner of the Hart Trophy to Leon Draisaitl.
Leon Draisaitl hammers it home. Nugent Hopkins and Yamamoto with the helpers.
Dylan Holloway, University of Wisconsin.
We have a star in the making right now for the Edmonton Oilers.
Now we've got a wild scrum with fights breaking out all over the place.
Alex Chiasson's looking like he's picking the right time to get hot here.
This is Ryan Nugent Hopkins from your Edmonton Oilers.
We're a really good team, we know that, and just trying to go out there and show that every game.
I'm James Neal.
I know this.
Jujar Kara from your Edmonton Oilers.
This is the Battle of Alberta we've been waiting for 3 decades. Pass Archibald Richard score!
Mike Smith,
Leon Draisaitl.
This is Connor McDavid from your Edmonton Oilers.
And this is Oilers Now with Bob Stauffer.
Unbelievable.
Brought to you by Digitex. Service for all brands of print equipment in your office.
Yeah, Digitex does that.
Digitex.ca.
What a stop made by Mikko Koskinen.
Now, Bob Stauffer on the official station of your Edmonton Oilers. 630 CHED.
This is Oilers Now. That is Vengeance by Zach Hemsey. Many of you would recall that. If you're a Denzel Washington fan from Equalizer, it also appeared at the end of, Last Dance in the very last episode as Michael Jordan was finishing off as what John Stockton referred to a stone-cold killer. At the end of the 98 NBA championship, Zach Hemsey with Vengeance. This is Oilers Now. We're going to have fun. It's the Friday edition. There is so much to get to. We will tell you that Oilers Now is brought to you by our title sponsor, Digitex. Buy or lease your next office network printer from the Digitex.ca e-commerce store. Alberta's number one owned and operated place to buy office IT and supplies. Well, yesterday in the National Hockey League, there was a Board of Governors meetings as well as an update for the NHLPA. And we are going to try to gather and glean as much information as we can during the course of today's show. 12:35, back, good to go for our friends at the River Cree Resort Casino. Elliot Friedman from NHL Hockey and Rogers. And at 1:05 today, our NHL insider, John Shannon. And again, things might be moving a little quicker than some people, myself included, thought. I know that there is a feeling out there that maybe January 21st would be the earliest we could come back and start with NHL hockey. All along, Gary Bettman has said January 1st, not the 21st, is the target date. And we'll get some information from Elliot as well as John Shannon. I'll also take a little bit of a trip down this path as well with today's top story for Legacy Heating and Cooling, home of the $99 pre-scheduled furnace maintenance. I mean, we all want hockey. Just to put things in perspective, 2 years ago today, the Edmonton Oilers hosted the Montreal Canadiens. The Canadiens elected not to start Carey Price. Antti Niemi got the call for the Canadiens, and the Oilers lit him up. A 6-2 victory to improve to 9-8-1 on the season. This was in 2018-19. Leon Draisaitl would score once, had a couple of assists. Connor McDavid had three assists. Nugent Hopkins scored in that game. It would be the last game Todd McClellan would win as head coach of the Edmonton Oilers. The Oilers would play the game. They'd have an event that honored the now late Joey Moss as part of the Iron Frost Gala. And I know that many of you listening to the show were there that night. And it was a real, what's turned out to be bittersweet night, given the context of what's occurred here over the last couple of months. And then the Oilers practiced on the Friday. They traded Ryan Strome that Friday afternoon as the team was flying down to Calgary to the New York Rangers in a trade for Ryan Spooner. Obviously, that's one that didn't work out for Pete Chiarelli. And the Oilers went into Calgary. Kyle Brodziak was sick, so they didn't have Strome. They didn't have Brodziak, and they were up early and couldn't hang on. And Calgary beat them. And then Vegas beat the Oilers the next night back at Edmonton. And those were the final two games Todd McClellan coached before he was replaced by Ken Hitchcock. So just shows you how quickly things, you know what? Things move quickly in the hockey circle. And I know for a lot of you listening to the show, they're not moving quick enough right now. 2020 has been a beast. That's a given, especially when factoring in the context of COVID-19, stay safe, and let's try to stay as positive as we can. And I know it's difficult at times. You can text us at any time on the Ashley Fine Floors text line at 780-496-0063. Ashley Fine Floors, ready for your kids' pregame warm-up. We're also... We're going to try to take calls once a week, maybe on a Monday, possibly on a Tuesday on a River Cree Resort Casino hotline, but that's how we get hold of all of our guests as well. We will mention that all slot machines, table games, and the poker room currently open at the River Cree. The slot machines are separated by individual plexiglass dividers, as are the seats at the respective table games and in the poker room as well, as the River Cree has taken and followed all AHS guidelines. Be sure to try one of their 9 dining options. This includes the brand new Italia, where you can enjoy 2-for-1 entrees on Wednesdays and Thursdays. The River Cree Resort and Casino, Alberta's premier resort destination. Well, we didn't get, as it turned out, a lot of information yesterday regarding what's going on with the National Hockey League. But I will tell you that it is my belief that maybe things are moving along quicker than people thought, myself included. I know I've already sort of addressed that today as we look at today's top story for the Legacy Heating and Cooling, home with a $99 pre-scheduled furnace maintenance. And where I'm going with this is, you know what, the players, as most of you know, the players are going to be paying a full 20% escrow next season. They are also going for the upcoming 2021 season, as well as a 10% deferral. Now, many think that there is an assumption that the players will operate whole for the remainder of the contract, regardless of how many games. Certainly, those of you that work in the private sector know you don't get paid for what you don't do. And that's going to be very intriguing to see how that relationship works. But I think we saw with baseball, usually there is the proverbial come to Jesus moment where both sides realize, hey, we got to get going here. The fact that the NBA has announced and very quickly with the NBAPA, may I add, a 72-game sched that starts December 22nd. You know, Gary Bettman is a guy that is certainly always keeping an eye on basketball, given that he came from the NBA. And there's certainly a lot of television opportunities and Sportsnet potentially salivating at an all-Canadian division. We've talked that a lot. I know last Friday we had Speck on the show, and Jack Michaels will join us today, as well as he joins us every Friday. We're going to talk about a couple different things with Jack, by the way. Just about an all-Canadian division, and that clearly seems the path, especially given the current context of border crossings and the COVID situation throughout basically the Northern Hemisphere. Actually, you know what? It's hammered the Southern Hemisphere, too, certainly in South America. But the writing's on the wall here. The NHL's going to have to work their way around it. And it is my belief that the players are quite interested in getting back and getting playing. And I know what one time I felt, well, maybe the players wouldn't want to come until after the Christmas break. I'm now led to believe that's not the case. It wouldn't surprise me if a lot of the players were chomping at the bit to get a training camp started December the 15th and dropping the puck between January 1st and January 3rd. So we are going to, again, talk a lot about that today with Elliot Friedman, as well as John Shannon a little bit with Jack. And we're also going to take a trip down memory lane, and I'm going to get Jack to tell a story. But Paul Hornung passed away. And he was Hall of Fame quarterback for the Green Bay Packers. Many of you remember from you old schoolers would remember that. He also won the Heisman Trophy on a Notre Dame team that had a 2-8 record. That was the power of Notre Dame at that time. And he was involved in one of the greatest plays in a city's football history, but not Green Bay's. I'm going to talk a bit about that with Jack, because Jack, myself, Tom Gazzola spent some time in the stadium where that occurred. In both 2013 and again in 2014. So we're going to have some fun in that regard. As we go into the Oilers Now audio vault for Direct Workwear, where safety meets savings in Edmonton, Fort McMurray, and online at Direct Workwear, I do want to mention to you, no Brian Burke yesterday. He's going to take next week off as well, but then he's back at it every Thursday, and his appearances in Oilers Now are brought to you by Canadian Power Pack, Alberta's leader in electrical construction and service, electrical prefabrication, and solar. And we had Brian Lawton, longtime top agent in the business for Octagon, does the show every Wednesday. Of course, Wednesday was Remembrance Day in Canada. So Brian Lawton pinch hit for Brian Burke yesterday. And Brian, who is the general manager himself in the NHL, the Tampa Bay Lightning, now of the NHL Network, had this to say on the financial changes for NHL owners and players.
Salary caps, you know, work. The bigger the pie, the better a salary cap works for ownership groups. Just call it what it is. In the NFL, it works beautifully. They've got $13, $14 billion of revenue. And even though the splits can be comparable to what they are in the NBA or NHL, that's a lot of extra cash to allow teams to be profitable. As you shrink those margins up, it is much more penal because of the math on organizations, on NBA organizations, on NHL organizations. And that's why owners want to play less games. More does not help them. It just makes player salaries end up being a bigger piece of the pie for them. And that is a lot of what's going on right now. The players, you know, when you talk to the players right now, they've told me they believe that they're getting paid 72% of their salary no matter what. And they've got a formula to work back from 100 to get their escrow capped at 20, 10% pushed to future years. And you can take it on down the line. We'll bore the fans listening right now to death. But the fact of the matter is that from an owner's standpoint, you can understand why they want to play less. From a player's standpoint, you want to play as many as you can. You only have so long to do this. At the end of the day, it's going to be uncomfortable for owners and uncomfortable for players what they come up with. But I do believe they'll reach an agreement, and I do think we'll see hockey probably starting even sooner than some people have suggested, certainly sooner than February 1st, in my opinion.
All right, we need to qualify that statement. That was in the context regarding the owners wanting to play fewer games when there's no fans in the building, okay? When there's fans in the building, the owners are completely happy playing, you know, a full 82-game schedule. But just put yourself in the shoes of an ownership group in the National Hockey League. And, you know, the Oilers last year, as an example, and I know they haven't put official numbers out, but I'm told we'll get John Shannon to shed some light on this. But Edmonton had like the third or fourth best regional TV numbers in the league, which speaks volumes of the fan base that the Oilers have, that is not just in Northern Alberta, but it's also in Saskatchewan and Manitoba on Sportsnet West, and the interest that the team has in large part because, you know, Edmonton got Connor McDavid with a lottery pick, but also the emergence of a star like Leon Draisaitl and the passion of the fan base. The fan base is all in. No one's ever debated that, and the fan base is knowledgeable, and they follow the team, and the Oilers have got a couple players that are must-watch TV. That said, Edmonton's regional TV deal, maybe, and part of it has to do with how Sportsnet spent for the national rights for the Oilers. Some, you know, some might say that if it was in a specific American market, we'd be looking at some different dollar amounts coming in on a regional TV deal. The Rangers, as an example, MSG Network, MSG owns, James Dolan and MSG owns the New York Rangers. They can assign whatever price point they want for television. But where I'm going with this is fans are a huge part of the experience, and they're also a huge part of the financial formula for the National Hockey League. And when there's no fans, it directly affects the bottom line of the business. You all get that. You fundamentally understand. I'll tell you right now, for me, as much as I love college football and the NFL, it's hard to watch games without the buildings full. Like when I think of normally watching the SEC college football package on a Saturday and having, you know, 95,000 fans watching Alabama at home, or, you know, watching Georgia play Florida, which the game's in Jacksonville, sort of between the two campuses. It's awesome. The fans are a huge part of it. For you watch an Oilers playoff game, and the experience is off the charts in the building, right? Fans are a massive part of things. And it's also a massive part of things in terms of the dollars that come in and the revenue that's generated as a result. So the owners simply don't have the same amount of money coming in. The owners and the players split, and the players obviously are looking to play as many games as possible. When ownership doesn't have the same amount of revenue coming in, it's understandable that some owners in the league maybe, again, we'll get Elliot and John Shannon to extrapolate on this carrying forward. It would be understandable that some of the owners wouldn't be super assertive in getting something done. Now, Gary Bettman's got a huge play in this, huge factor in this. I asked Brian Lawton where he thinks Gary Bettman, the commissioner of the NHL's head, is at right now.
I do talk to Gary once in a while, and I believe that he is very hopeful that we'll get everything going and the players will be back on the ice. He's a realist. He's been as pragmatic as I've ever seen him in his life through this crisis, where maybe I thought the NHL might be in a hurry. He might be driving that to get back. He really wasn't. Certainly not early on. They took a very cautious approach. I think it paid off for the reputation of the National Hockey League. I felt like they set the standard for how to do this through a pandemic. And the NBA really picked it up and finished strong, too. MLB had some challenges. Football continues to have challenges. But the NHL has been spot on. I do think you're going to continue to see that type of attitude where it's really going to take a deep dive into what's going on around in the world. But at the same time, I do think there's optimism from what they learned last year that they can get the players back playing again in a safe environment.
All right. So, and therein lies part of the challenge as well. So we'll wait and see what happens here. We might even have a resolution to this in the next 7 to 10 days. It is currently 12:23 in Edmonton. Brendan, I'm going to bring you in at this time. I know we're going to do NHL today in about 3 minutes at 12:26. Very quickly, is the viewing experience for you the same without the fans in the buildings?
No, you know, and despite their best efforts, even seeing the sort of, you know, sprinklings of 10,000 fans in the 70,000 fan stadium, like it's better. They're trying, you know, but so much of the energy of sport is fueled by the eruption of the crowd when a big play happens. And we've definitely been lacking that. And I know you've mentioned football. I mean, for me, watching wrestling has definitely not been the same, and so on. So I can see the appetite.
How old are you?
26.
Okay, it's still acceptable to watch wrestling until you're 27. Then you have to stop.
All right, we heard it here first.
Who am I to judge? You can text us at any time. I want to know from you, like 780-496-0063. I think the event is called the Bledsoe Cup. It's a matchup, and some of you hardcore rugby guys, and I like rugby, but you can correct me, and I know the Masters is going on, but the Bledsoe Cup had fans down in Australia. So text us at 780-496-0063. Ashley Finefloor's text line. Is it different without having the fans?
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy? Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
When you're watching sport right now, you're listening to Oilers Now. We'll come back with NHL Today for Elite Promotional Marketing.
Hi, this is Mike Smith from your Edmonton Oilers, and you're listening to Oilers Now with Bob Stauffer on 630 CHED.
Thanks, Mike. And coming up today at 1:22, a new feature on the show, Oilers Now Trivia, brought to you by Greta, with 20 food trucks, street food items from around the world. Greta Bar. Let's play. Let's drink. Let's eat. All right, without further ado, to NHL Today for Elite Promotional Marketing, we'll hook up with the one and only Brendan Escott. That's right, huge wrestling fan. Again, I think you can do that until you're 27. Actually, I think I watched it till I was, well, maybe 44. Let's go. NHL Today for Elite Promotional Marketing. They've got face masks for everyone. Visit their online face mask shop by going to elitepromomarketing.com. I just got to say, wherever I go to Safeway, or if I go to Establish, I see people in face masks everywhere. So that's great. Keep it going. And I know we've got some rising numbers in Alberta and obviously in Edmonton. But here's Brendan Escott with an NHL Today update.
Still on me about the wrestling. I swear they're taking chair shots to the head. It's not the bubblegum stuff that it became. I promise you that much. Really not much doing out of the hockey world. Michael Haley signed a one-year, two-way deal with the Senators this morning. They continue adding toughness to that lineup.
Holy man.
Yeah, $700,000 in the NHL, $200,000 in the A. The 34-year-old vet managed 22 games with the Rangers last year. He picked up 50 penalty minutes and a goal. Only other thing really happening is the AJHL regular season does begin tonight, exempt from those amendments made to group activities by the provincial health authorities yesterday. So the suburb series begins. It's a home-and-home with the Spruce Grove Saints hosting the Sherwood Park Crusaders. Elsewhere, Bonnyville visits Grand Prairie in the Fort McMurray Oil Barons entertain Eric Thurston's Drayton Valley Thunder, who looked damn good in the preseason, Bob.
All right. Just for the record, so the AJHL continues playing because Adam in Fort Saskatchewan says, Bob, have you talked to anybody from Hockey Alberta or Hockey Edmonton? I have, to speak to the efforts and the restrictions with minor hockey that have been taken to ensure COVID safety. Adam feels that it's absolutely crazy that minor hockey has been locked down for a couple of weeks. We might see more severe lockdowns as time goes on here in the short term. There's lots of things going on, and we don't have enough time to get into all of them at this stage. Off to a global news, weather, traffic update with Eileen Bell. And when we come back, we will talk to Elliot Friedman. This is Oilers Now.
Oilers Now with Bob Stauffer. Weekdays at noon on Oilers Radio, 630 CHED.